This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince Fennelli out of Montana. So I am going, believe it or not, I'm still in the variety package, and I haven't even gotten to my categories yet. I'm so far behind, but that is very typical, because there's so much information that the public needs to hear. So here, this next article, quote, I'm taking personal time. This is about Buttigieg refusing to answer the Daily Caller's questions on East Palestine, but creepily snaps her photo and wanted to know who she was. In other words, tried to intimidate her. And obviously he did show up there because the American people were pushing him to do so. And he said he's proud of his response to East Palestine. So, P, you have no accountability. You have no qualifications. We all know you got this job because of the group you're in. There's vinyl chloride everywhere. There's dioxins everywhere. People's bodies are contaminated. There's everything from rashes to bronchitis to everything going on right now. The people's food is contaminated. The land is contaminated. And I've been reading on this. The people's land around Ohio, even Pennsylvania, West Virginia, is going to be deemed worthless because of all this toxic poison. Their water is contaminated. And here you and your people are spending more time manufacturing the perception of professional wordsmithing and saying there's too many white people working, where these people are going to have to deal with cancer, sterility. And we have to ask ourselves, could this be type, was this planned? Is this some type of false flag to basically put these people in dire straits so they could introduce a digital ID and central bank digital currencies? Motivating people through fear. Is this sabotage on purpose? Well, let's look at the next article here. North Fork Southern, that's the train company, train axle appears to be on fire at least 43 minutes before the derailment. I saw the picture, folks. Does that sound like planned sabotage to you? Just asking. White House says Biden has no plan to visit Ohio derailment site despite having plenty of time to visit Ukraine and give our weaponry and our dollars, taxpayer dollars and weaponry, to Ukraine. I think I've said enough about Ukraine already on this broadcast because I have so much I need to talk about. EPA now admits a month later that East Palestine soil and air is poisoned. Yeah, they admitted it because people like naturalnews.com, Mike Adams, and a lot of other people said what is actually happening. No one's doing their job. We have a situation in government that and big corporations that no one's doing their job. They're just like, they look to their superior and say, are we allowed to say, to address that or say anything? That's what's happening. No one's doing. This is what happens, folks, when we turn people into followers and not thinkers, and we promote snitches, tattletales, people who get their information secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand, through rumors, gossip, and hearsay. It basically is when there's no proof and just emotional selling, it lowers the bars of standards and qualifications automatically for all jobs and basically promotes weakness. It makes us toxic as a people. That's why I go through all the distractions, the dumbing down, the divide and conquer strategies, and the psyops. It's all a way to help the world elite consolidate power, money, and control for themselves, eliminate critical thinking by us, the people, and then everybody who ends up being alive turns into slaves. It's all, everything is programmed, folks. Everything is fake. We are devolving as a people if we don't change our behaviors and start speaking up and start being American. Okay, next. Here's why dioxins are the most toxic chemical class known to man. This is on naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, I just mentioned him. Great resource. Mike is very intelligent. He knows a lot about even economy, not just, he's a scientist, so he knows basically about the phony COVID scamdemic, everything. He's a great resource. I suggest going to his website. Joy Behar says, okay, for the you residents of East Palestine, Joy Behar from The View says, you got what you deserve because you voted for Trump. I just listed all these contaminations from body to water to food to soil. So for those of you who live in Ohio, please thank Joy Behar for her kind request. Or not even a request. Basically, you're guilty because you voted for Trump. How do you like that? North Fork Southern trying to buy off East Palestine residents for just $1,000. Basically, what they want to do, folks, is silence you. They want you to say, I'm going to sign the dotted line. I'll take the beer money. So when I get cancer down the road from the vinyl chloride, from the dioxins, I can't come back and sue you. That's basically a hush payment of beer money. That's what that is. Leaked email shows Project Veritas begging donors to stay after removing James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe, you are an American hero. We all appreciate you very much. What you need to do is start your own company and do the same thing that you were doing before. And if you and some of you are loyal employees, which I saw there was because quite a few came out in your favor, you need to hire them for your new company. And everybody around the world, and especially America, should not even look at Project Veritas anymore because they sold out. They allowed Pfizer or whomever to come in and bribe and blackmail and threaten them. Senator Schumer panics about Tucker releasing January 6th coverage. Well, from my research, Mike Lindell is suing McCarthy. They haven't even released it yet. They must be going through it all to make sure they can edit or take stuff out. See, Mike McCarthy needs to be removed as Speaker. He did not. That was the negotiation of him being Speaker, that he could be kicked out any time. All right, confirmed, as we suspected all along, new video proves Capitol Police on January 6th started firing on the innocent crowd without warning and against the law, injuring numerous individuals. It's on video, folks. It's against the law. And here's an article here. I don't know why I put it in there because we all know this. Basically, hundreds of thousands, including millions of people moving from California to the interior west, which is Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico. I guess we all knew that. I should have taken that out. It's not new news. Here's an article basically saying that what Biden did regarding starting wars, like the blowing up of Russia's pipeline. Oh, Russia did it. Yeah, they blew up their own pipeline. This is how stupid they think you are, folks. Basically, this is an act of war. This is how desperate they are to cover up their crimes, folks. Cover up their crimes, which we've mentioned. Look, we don't give our opinions. These are all published articles or interviews in the public domain. Scientists paid by Big Pharma can't seem to put their finger on the cause why so many people are dying, including young people from heart attack, in a study. Scientists paid by Big Pharma can't seem to put their finger on the cause. Remember the words baffled from all these people? Look, science is bought and paid for. Politicians are bought and paid for. Judges and lawyers are bought and paid for. And they're all hired by the wealthiest bidder. There's no more rule of law. Rule of law in America is gone. We've given free lunch to the elite. We have literally changed the rule of law to precedence. And the most corrupt, the most fraudulent, the most illegitimate are basically doing whatever they want. In the name of phony benevolence because of your group hyphen and pronouns, so many useful idiots can't see that the most corrupt are gaining ground because the corrupt are using your group. You've been played, you've been conned, you've been duped, you've been used. Ban the jab now. Florida County tells DeSantis, local GOP wants shots seized, says jabs are bioweapons. This is a Stu Peters, StuPeters.com interview with Joseph Sansone. And basically, a Florida GOP county is calling these vaccines a bioweapon, which we on the alternative media has been saying for quite a long time. So basically, he's calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to ban the COVID death jab across the board and basically saying that we need to stop these elected officials who are promoting big pharma lies and getting paid off. And this county literally gave their bribe money back to big pharma. So these shots meet the legal definition of the 1898 Bioweapons Act. So this is biological warfare against Americans, and people are being murdered. That's what genocide and eugenics is, folks. It's called murder. And there's no law under the state of Florida that legally protects any company or person from criminal prosecution after using biological weapons. So in other words, this is mass murder and terrorism, which are illegal in the state of Florida. And guess what? The Florida GOP establishment is attacking the committee for exposing the truth. So basically, what this county is doing, Lee County, is invoking the Nuremberg Code and asking DeSantis to ban all bioweapons. And we've given quite a few articles and interviews in the public domain from real physicians who say that you should not take any injectable anything anymore. And a lot of big pharma are trying to sell you vaccines. I'm still in the variety package, folks. I know. I'm going to read a social. I'm going to try and speed it up. I'm going to read a post. This is from Vivek Ramaswamy. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. Anyway, he says, as president, I will end federally mandated affirmative action. I will repeal Lyndon Johnson's executive order, which mandates race-based quotas. Every Republican since Johnson had the opportunity to do it, and I'll do it on day one without apology. Well, it turns out that this GOP presidential hopeful has turned out to have gotten an award from the Soros membership funded by Peter Thiel, and he's also one of the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders. We have to read between the lines. We have to do our homework. Okay, Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen visits ERIC headquarters in Washington, D.C. ERIC is, you know, the voter registration system. Guess what, folks? Nobody was there. There was no servers. There was no computers. There was no employees. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all psyop. It's all fraud.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWS-MAX. That's 800-NEWS-MAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince Finelli today. And what I'm going to do because of time, I didn't even get out of my variety package. So I'm going to go into healthcare. You know, the profession that was formerly known as practicing medicine. So, now there are some really good people like Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a doctor who promotes early therapeutics, who promotes certain supplements. And speaking of supplement, he just came out and talked about natokinase. That's N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E. It's a natural enzyme found in fermented soybeans, and it basically is a remedy against the spike proteins. And I want to remind you that Dr. Brian Artis and a few other people also recommended EDTA, which is chelation therapy, and it dissolves the metals in your body and you excrete it out your urine. So these are all articles. These are all when I talk medicine, folks, this isn't from Rich. It's all published articles in the public domain from physicians, researchers, and scientists. I know I say that disclaimer a lot, but I do it for a reason. Speaking of Dr. Peter McCullough, this is an interview. It's on band.video. You ready for this, folks? 625,000% increase in myocarditis since the vax rollout. I've given articles to our listeners and interviews where 100% of the people interviewed can prove myocarditis, pericarditis, or some type of heart disability or damage. Think about this. 625,000 1,000% increase in myocarditis since the vaccine rollout. We all know it's not a vaccine. So I'm going to stay with the folks with the profession formerly known as practicing medicine, and I'm just going to try and give as much information as possible. And then if I have time, I'll go back to the PSYOP, the theater, the brainwashing, the gaslighting, the incompetence in other articles as well. Okay, study finds egg yolk blocks COVID virus in the body. You ever notice all the chicken farms that are burning down, going out of business? Did you notice that Bill Gates created an artificial egg? Well, why do you think that is, besides creating food shortage? Coincidence. Pfizer found to have covered up injuries and deaths of study participants in their clinical COVID-19 trials. I want you to think about this, folks. See, I'm going to go on off into a tangent regarding Big Pharma. Look, we all know, I didn't hide it. It's in the book about I worked for Big Pharma for over 20 years. But regarding this liability, while they're a lack of liability, while they're making billions of dollars and the criminals are literally becoming enabled and we're allowing the World Health Organization to eliminate our sovereignty, and they're using terms like victim group status and group self-pity points, in other words, your group hyphen and pronoun, to sell some phony benevolence. This fake pandemic, people, this cost the taxpayer $7 trillion. Look at all the PPP loans that went to celebrities in the hundreds of thousands and the millions, who the average shows won't even see a fraction of that. It's all been wasted, folks. Look, when I worked for Big Pharma and I tried to get a job, they said it was this particular job, and this was a demotion. They said it was for women only. So I contacted 30 different attorneys. Apparently I had a really good case until the sabotage has been made somewhere along the way. And I want you to think about when they delegitimize work. And even before that, let me give a little context. I got a degree in forestry, tried to get a job at the National Forest Service, went to an interview. The white male who interviewed me told me he couldn't hire me as a white male. He hired two girls right out of high school, 18 years old, no education, no experience, no nothing. Back in the late 70s, I tried to get a job as a New York City Fire Department guy, a fireman. The women's groups in New York City sued the fire department because they couldn't pass the test, so they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations. We're going to talk about that right after the break, folks.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is taking up a legal fight over President Biden's executive order plan to wipe away student loan debt and put the financial obligation onto you, the taxpayer. The High Court is hearing arguments today in two challenges to the plan, which so far has been blocked by judges on lower courts. Arguments are scheduled to last about 2 hours. President Biden held a Black History Month reception at the White House.
History matters, and Black history matters. Look, I can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We learn what we should know. We have to learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth, and who we are as a nation.
The U.S. Marshals Service announced a security breach over a week ago that resulted in the compromise of sensitive information through a ransomware attack. The affected system contains law enforcement sensitive information, USMS investigations, and certain USMS employees. Lance Fry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince. All right, where I was going before the break, folks, is I'm trying to share the psyops and the scams and the brainwashing and the gaslighting of what's going on. See, when the three examples I gave right before the break, basically the powers that be want to delegitimize work because they want to bring in UBI, which is Universal Basic Income, which is basically putting everybody on beer money. So they make certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card. When I went contacted 30 different attorneys, lawyers told me that I didn't have, as a white male, enough victim group status or enough group self-pity points. It's in the book. It's probably been edited by now. I had a lawyer several lawyers tell me that if I was a female and the same thing happened to me, I would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. See, you think it's about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, but it's not. What it does is eliminates the rule of law to create precedence to give the elite free lunch and liability protection. And what they do is they make people emotional so they lose critical thinking right on the spot. When you get a job, folks, that you didn't earn, whether you got it through some type of nepotism connection, which we call protectionist group status, like the Hunter Bidens of the world, where you get it because of your gender, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your sexual orientation, etc. You bring no value to the table because it is not earned. And you think it's about things like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, all these BS politically correct buzzwords. Well, I've been coming back for years showing thousands of proof, pieces of proof with economics, showing the bottom probably two-thirds of people in America losing major ground. Something like 64% of people living paycheck to paycheck right now. I mean, does this really sound like a healthy economy? We had record U.S. debt, nearly $1 trillion, as Americans struggle to, never mind save, but survive under Joe Biden's regime. Housing prices, downturns, results in recessions 100% of the time regarding this downturn that we haven't seen in the last 40 years. And how about the inversion curve, folks? When the 10-year falls below the 2-year, which we've had for a while now, it's a guaranteed recession. The people are losing ground. The bottom 93%, at the very least, are losing ground. So when you think about these politically correct buzzwords like equality and fairness, no, it's going to be everybody's going to be the same, but everybody's going to be broke. And that's how they depopulate the people. You got to stop thinking short term. You got to play a good game of chess and think 3, 4, 5 moves ahead. Because they are using you, they are duping your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun to create more divide and conquer strategies. And they are funneling you to emotional responses. This is gaslighting. This is Hegelian dialectic. I talk about Hegel, who was an early 1800s German philosopher, several times. He's an imperial con artist. His job was to confuse you with collusions that sounded like they were legitimate, but they would never sound. So his dialectic, the globalists are using this to basically make things seem reasonable, but they're not. They want global dominance. It's again, a consolidation of power, money, and control. So when they make you feel entitled because of what lawyers said, your victim group status, and your group self-pity points. And I've had feminists actually mad at me because lawyers use those terms to me. And, of course, they stamp it with misinformation, which is basically, again, like I mentioned earlier, synonymous with the truth. So I want you to think about this. Let's go back to the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. World Health Organization claims vaccines are among the most successful and cost-effective public health interventions, despite high vaccine mortality. Former Mets pitching prospect dies suddenly of heart attacks at the age of 31. I could do the whole broadcast on sudden deaths, 2 hours worth. So for you feminists who think you were insulted and you got emotional, and you were protecting your ego, your pride, and you had to save face. So you come after the white males, who when the lawyers tell them they don't have enough victim group status or group self-pity points, what are you doing here, feminists? You're aiding and abetting murder, is what you're doing. You've given Big Pharma liability protection while they're making billions on everybody losing their immune system and dying. See, folks, when you start screaming, it's about me, 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 my group, my hyphen, my pronoun, group identity politics, and you see qualifications becoming subjective and standards and qualifications being almost non-existent, you're being a sellout and a traitor to your country. They are hiring you because they know they can manipulate you. And then you call us white supremacists when all the white supremacists, the Soros, Gates, Bezos, Schwab, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Morgans, Carnegie, Kissinger, Zuckerberg, have no accountability and they're controlling you through deception and sabotage. You got to play the long game of chess, folks. Okay, I'm going to stick to, again, the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. Proposed legislation in Brazil threatens to imprison people for refusing mandatory COVID vaccination. You better go into that gas chamber or else we will arrest you, and then we'll shoot you up. Soaring heart attacks due to lack of masking, says CBS News. This is how stupid they think you are, because they think they have you tamed and controlled because of your emotional responses and divide-and-conquer strategies. Never mind the bread and circus distractions. Never mind all the dumbing down that's going on. Just think how dumb you have to be. Look at all of the excuses that we've given from the powers that be, including the mainstream media, Washington, D.C., all total jokes, total condensation. They're condescending to you. They think you are total idiots. COVID deaths by vaccination status data in 2022 in England. And this is government numbers. You know it's a lot higher. 25,000, almost 800 deaths were vaxxed. 2,200 and change were unvaxxed. Can you see the ratio here, folks? And this is what they're admitting to. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes? Sarasota Memorial Hospital punishes doctor for mentioning that ivermectin cured his patients of COVID. Are you ready for the next one here? Dr. Daniel B. Case of Sarasota Memorial Hospital called for his unvaccinated colleagues to be sent to the firing line. So all of you who live in Florida, maybe you should say, you should thank Dr. Case for claiming he wants to put you in front of a firing line if you don't take the death jab. Look, folks, this is why you have to do your own reading and research. Does your doctor, and everything I'm going to say, I've given from physicians, scientists, and researchers. Does your doctor promote diet and exercise? Does your doctor promote nattokinase, vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin B complex, all the things that we've talked about? Again, this is not Rich talking. These are the proven, posted, public articles and interviews that I've given over the weeks, months, and years. Did your physician promote the vaccines? Did your physicians, hospitals, and clinics get bonuses for COVID deaths, for COVID diagnosis, for putting people on vents? This is the information that you have to find so that Dr. Daniel B. Case's need to go to Nuremberg 2 trials. And you need to find the right physicians who promotes the right information and truth. And so a physician that doesn't care about his status or his money, but truth and actually the Hippocratic Oath. Remember I gave a few weeks ago, maybe last week, I can't remember, where now Hippocratic Oaths are now woke, where equity in the group you're in, you don't have to pay attention to doing no harm on the Hippocratic Oath. I'm paraphrasing the heck out of it. But those of you who are regular listeners, I know it sounds hard to believe, but when you drop objective standards, when Hippocratic Oath, Geneva Convention, HIPAA regulations, Nuremberg, When none of that matters anymore, there's no more practicing medicine, folks. It is now literally eugenics, genocide, and murder. The American Board of Obstetricians and Gynecology ignores allegations of vaccine injury in pregnancy. How many stillbirths have we given? How many miscarriages have we given? Not just this program, but the alternative media. Countless examples and numbers. And now meats carry warning label. How come meats can carry a warning label, folks? But you don't see it on vaccines. You get package inserts that are blank. How about the fluoridated water? How about hydrogenated oils? How about dioxins and glyphosate-ridden products everywhere? And keep in mind, folks, wild game isn't always the best, because I've given articles where wild game, as per Bill Gates, I believe, was behind it, they've been injected all over the country with the spike proteins. I gave that article months ago. Next. Lab-grown meat backed by Bill Gates has cancer cells. Imagine my shock from a person who didn't earn the money, born on third base, comes from a eugenic family, and publicly says how we need to depopulate the earth. Well, Bill, why don't you be one of the first ones to go? Even though I've given articles not too long ago where in America 300,000 Americans have died from the death jab. Worldwide, 13 million. So again, going back to you feminists who think it was all about me, and your group hyphen and pronoun. And everybody who says anything, even if it comes from a lawyer, and you don't like what they say, we're the ones to blame. What you're really doing is giving liability immunity to Big Pharma, who's making billions of dollars. So you are literally enabling criminals while offering no value to the table, because so many people didn't earn their job because they're getting it based on their group. We'll be right back on the other side. We appreciate you being here, folks.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, folks, we appreciate you being here today. This is the last segment, so I'm just going to rattle off a few things. I've deleted a lot of articles during the breaks. I want to finish off on, again, the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. Then I'm going to just talk about, in the few seconds I have left, more of the psyops, the theater, the brainwashing, the gaslighting, the divide and conquer strategies on what the elite are purposely doing. So finishing up in healthcare, the World Health Organization plans to introduce over 500 new vaccines by 2030 for low-income communities. So for those of you who didn't get a job because you didn't look the right way, and you couldn't make money because you didn't have the right gender, or you didn't qualify for identifying for the right gender, or they didn't have the right skin pigmentation, or the right sexual orientation, guess what? You're a low-income person because your merit or proven hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards meant nothing. So congratulations. They're going to vax the living bejesus out of you, folks. You'll be lucky if you survive after two of them. Mask mandates now revealed to be complete waste of time and junk science fraud. Well, if you've been listening to the alternative media, folks, we have proven it with many, many studies. Confirms the majority of fatal COVID vaccines were knowingly sent to red states. Okay? There's proof. In other words, Republican states. And you really want to believe these people, trust them? There's no credibility left, folks. Not in any institution, any organization, any NGO. It's over. You can't believe a word they say. If you want to believe something, believe it. Go 180 degrees and believe the opposite. U.S. is going to sign over sovereignty to the World Health Organization, like now, if they haven't done it already, folks. So you better wake up, because you're being psyoped to lose your sovereignty. Medicare, shows the COVID vaccines increase your chance of dying. Look, the powers that be want to hide this stuff. Medicare, basically, you know, the older people have Medicare. That's just the bottom line, okay? And they want to hide that information. Elon Musk says the time is coming when everybody will admit the whole COVID-19 pandemic, and I'm going to say scandemic, response was a scam. Well, again, Elon, you're right, and nothing against Elon, but if they were listening to the alternative media, we've given the red flags from over 2 years ago on this whole thing being a scam and a depopulation event. given tons of them. Okay, I'm going to go into the psyops and the divide-and-conquer strategies of gaslighting. This is a poll. Nearly half of black Americans believe it's not okay to be white. We've given so much evidence that the powers that be are literally trying to create a race war. In fact, they want every war. They want World War III. They want nukes. They have crimes to hide, folks, and they're desperate. Public schools are grooming my black daughter to hate me, says a mother. This is all divide-and-conquer strategy on purpose. It's not to help people. It's not to make them more intelligent. If anything, it's to dumb them down. Hillary Clinton cries racism after congressman alleges Dem could be tied to the CCP. Imagine my shock. See, when you hear these words, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theory, and all the subsets like white supremacists or domestic terrorists, these are all BS politically correct buzzwords. We hear them every 5 seconds coming out of the powers that be, and they're bought and paid for traitor, sellout lieutenants. That's what they do. These words don't mean anything. They have no value. They're fake. They're converting people into being followers. Ricky Gervais enters the censorship debate, taunts the, quote, fragile and easily offended. You better wake up. You better start reading and research. You better start using facts and evidence and proof and truth like we do, or else you're going to be brainwashed into being stupid. Remember what one study I mentioned today? What woke means? They're more stupid because they have just given up critical thinking. It's toxic. When you go there, you just help the elite. We are allowing the elite to literally poison us against ourselves. So when you, just like any word, ethics, morals, rule of law, values, accountability, it's all based on group. Haven't you noticed how every right-wing conspiracy turned out to be a conspiracy fact? Every conspiracy theory was a conspiracy theory. No, it all turned out to be fact. Elon Musk, the media is racist against whites and Asians. Tell me something that I think everybody knows that. The airline industry is pushing safety aside in favor of ideology. It's going to get people killed, says Tucker Carlson. It's a great 5-6 minute piece he did on a plane crash. Somebody who got there because of their skin pigmentation didn't have the right qualifications and killed the people on board, and thank God it wasn't a passenger plane. Folks, we really appreciate you being here today. I got to maybe 50% of what I wanted to do, but that's typical. You all have a great Tuesday, and have a great March coming up. We'll talk to you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.